Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/teacherrecharge. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. My name is Fred Kep. I'm the host of the Teacher Recharge, and I follow over 50 Great Pyrenees Instagram profiles because I love those dogs. You should check it out. Anyways, let's get this episode moving. Sup, everybody? How you doing out there? A lot of us out there have finished the first 6 weeks of school, so congratulations to you. You've gotten out unscathed. You're still alive. That's amazing. We have another wonderful guest on our show today. His name is Adam Bowers. He's full of energy. He's a third grade teacher at Beach Elementary. And yes, if you think you've heard that, you have heard that before. We had another third grade teacher from Beach Elementary, Joseph Hamer. He was the first ever guest on the Teacher Recharge podcast. But here's the difference between the two. Adam Bowers is still in diapers. He's a baby teacher. He's only been going for 6 weeks. So he's going to share a little bit about that and about his experiences and about what he's learned and about what he's continuing to learn as he goes on. I mean, this interview is high energy. It's funny. It honestly was incredible. It was fantastic. You will love this. So without further ado, enjoy the show. How's it going, everybody? We have Adam Bowers, the third grade teacher, the baby teacher, the teacher who is only 7 weeks in. Last week, he was 6 weeks in, and I tried to get an interview in. It was wonderful, and then I ruined the file. But he's back here by the goodness of his heart, and he's still in diapers. How are you feeling tonight?
Honestly, I could go change my diaper right now, but I'd rather be here with you. So thank you so much,
that
Fred.
Is the sweetest. That is in top five sweetest things anybody has ever.
You better write it down.
Yeah.
You don't get it often.
So you're a new teacher, which is something we usually don't have on the podcast. You're actually the first new teacher.
And I'm honored.
And you also work with Joseph Hamer, who was our first ever guest on this show.
Honestly, dude. And to answer your question,
what has been like the number one thing that you have learned so far as a teacher?
Did you know that there's this thing called distributive property? We're going over that in math right now. I didn't know that. No, but honestly, there is so much that you don't learn in school, like getting your degree.
Yeah.
You can go through school the entire time and then get into class and you're like, what am I doing here? Did I even go through school? Because there's so much that you don't know. And so it's really getting thrown into the deep end.
Yeah.
So thank goodness I know how to swim.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Already with the metaphors. Boom. My goodness.
Get ready.
Well, a little bit about Adam and I, just our relationship in general. Mm-hmm. I played soccer with him at Friends University.
That's right.
When was that? Like 8 years ago?
At least.
I'm just kidding. Like 3 years
ago. We'll say three. I'm okay with that.
3 years ago.
Sure.
And we had a blast, but this guy is full of energy. He's full of positivity, and he has got to be one of the most charismatic people I know, so you're going to absolutely enjoy this episode.
I think I've got to step it up now.
Right.
Let's do this!
Let's start this episode, though, the way we start every episode.
Right.
Do you have any rituals that you begin your week with, like on a Monday?
On a Monday, rolling out of bed, got to get that cup of coffee in my Yeti, because I know I'll need it.
Yeti.
That's it. Stays nice and warm. Head on over to school. You know, it's really just getting ready for the day and what might happen. You've got to plan for so much. The good, the bad, the ugly. Rituals, as far as it goes, is just trying to get yourself prepared. Get in that mental state like we do in soccer.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready to rumble.
Yes. Little question completely beside the point.
Please.
You said you put it in your Yeti, the coffee.
Yeah.
Put it in your Yeti. Yeah. Shove that up your Yeti and smoke it.
You old coot.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, my gosh. Do you like hot coffee when it's hot outside? Or are you a iced coffee when it's hot, and hot coffee when it's cold? Or are you always hot coffee, or are you always iced coffee?
If I could, I would be iced coffee all the time.
All the time.
Because I'm always so warm.
What type of iced coffee?
Though? Iced coffee, the kind that's cold, usually.
Yeah, but, oh my God. Like a latte, are you talking about like an iced frappuccino? Yeah. So, are you a frappuccino guy?
Okay, here's the thing. I go into like this nice coffee shop that rarely happens.
Yep.
I look at the board and I end up saying, I just need a coffee. I don't know what I need right now.
Yeah.
So if I could, I might even ask them and say, you know what? Ooh. Look at me right now. Look into my eyes. What do I need? Tell me. Because I really don't know.
I think they'd really probably tell you, you need Jesus.
Friends. yeah, exactly.
Anyways, my question now, it's much deeper now. Straight black coffee or coffee and creamer or sugar?
Look at these hairs on my chest right now. You can see this black coffee.
Straight up, yeah. Straight black coffee. Okay, well, interesting. Goodness gracious.
Now you know. Can we get a pot going right now, maybe? A pot of coffee?
A pot of coffee.
Yeah, put a pot of coffee in there.
We could, but not in the middle of an episode.
Sure.
I mean, do you really want some?
No, we're good.
Because I got sweet tea here, so I'm doing good.
Yeah, give me a sip, please.
Okay. Okay.
Mm. Moving on.
Anyways. All right, so next question is, what is something... I know you're super young. This is a really, interesting
22
question.
22 years old.
Is there something that you do, though, that other teachers don't? You know, all of us are unique no matter how old we are as a teacher.
That's right. Something I do differently that you may not see in other classrooms. I have a ukulele that I have in my back of the desk, and I like to bring that out whenever I can. You know, I always like strumming. I like to think that the kids like hearing it, but I definitely have those times where those kids look up at me and they say,
Mr. Bowers, please stop.
Okay.
Are all your kids English?
Dude, that wasn't English.
What was that?
Well, yeah, you're speaking English, like American English.
Oh my gosh, come on though.
You know, kids sometimes have trouble speaking their R's, so.
Oh. You were
Mr. Bowers.
Be a little more considerate, Fred.
Mr. Bowers.
Cute as heck. But yeah, so I play my ukulele and try and work that in as much as I can.
No, that's really cool. Yeah. What kind of songs are you playing? Man, I should have asked. I heard this last week. You told me that this was the thing. I should have told you to bring your ukulele tonight.
Oh, man.
What kind of songs are you singing, though?
You know, the classic, Can't Help Falling in Love. Thank you for saying can't, Adam. Yeah, Can't Help Falling in Love. I like humming that one. And the chord progressions that you get in there.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably a scientific study that has been done somewhere that shows and that can prove that ukulele just makes people happy. I feel like every time I hear the ukulele, I'm just like, yeah.
Try and play a mean song on the ukulele.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
Trying to play the Star Wars Death Star thing.
Right.
Done.
No.
Blink, blink,
yeah,
blink.
Yeah, it's going to turn into something
blink,
way.
Blink. It's just like.
You can't help but smile and be happy.
For real. It's just such a nice, and it's just a kind
really
instrument.
It's kind of like that.
So with that said, before the break, I want to ask you, what is something, and this is going to be I just love the new perspective that you're able to give us tonight. By the way, I'm saying tonight because we are recording. It's actually after 10 p.m. on a Friday.
Woo! Living the dream!
Had to get this one in there. But what is something that you have failed at, and how did you react to that, and what did you learn from it?
I have failed to give myself grace. You need it. You need to give yourself grace, and there's so many opportunities to look back, to reflect. What could I have done better? What do I need to do better? And so thinking about that on the way home, on that drive home, thinking about how today went, what I could have done differently, and just taking the next day and doing the best you can with it, honestly, because teaching is not easy. My goodness. It's so much different than, you know, student teaching, even substitute teaching. You've got your own class now. I've got 21 kids that push me to my limits and understanding that you do the best you can and you come in the next day and try and make it all right.
Wow. I'm just going to touch on this subject even more though, because this is a really big theme in my life as well too. Yesterday, this is really cool because it just happened. So yesterday, my soccer team that I coach, my high school boys, had a game where this is a real statistic, Adam, and you know, Adam being a soccer player will know about how crazy this is. We shot on target. We had a game where we shot 14 times more than the other team.
On target?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We had 14 shots on target and they had one.
No.
And they beat us.
No.
They beat us 1-0. And what's interesting about this is me being a very young coach and my first year of being a head coach, like a varsity coach.
Baller.
I was very frustrated with this. Yeah. I was very, very angry. And after the game, I yelled at them. I got very mad. Mm-hmm. I told people that, you know, I was on the verge of cutting people and bringing people up from the second team and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I went home and I didn't feel good about how I had acted. And then I looked at the stats and I watched some game film. And yeah, there was definitely some issues, big issues, you know, big, big, big issues with how we were playing and stuff. But the more I thought about it, if you shoot 14 times more than the other team, and that's not even counting the ones that were off target.
Yeah.
There's got to be something said about that. And there also has to be something said about just having an off day. And the other team's keeper obviously had a fantastic game.
You hate to see it, but yeah.
And so I thought more and more about it. And I didn't want to, we have a group chat for the team that we kind of communicate through, like if I need to get something out to them. And the more I thought about it, I was just like, man, I was way too hard on them.
Sure.
This first thought when I thought about that was like, man, you suck, Fred. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just the worst. Why would you do that? I felt really bad about how I had treated them. And it wasn't like, because a lot of what I said was actually pretty true, and I'm okay with that. I'm a very harsh coach. I'm very straight to the point.
Yeah, I think because
I don't want to waste anybody's time, just like I don't want them to waste my time. I didn't say sorry over the chat or anything, because I was just gonna start some stupid stuff. But I apologized to them today, and I said, "Look, man, I'm young. I'm gonna make mistakes, and I have to come to grips with that.
Right.
I have to come to grips with, look, I have the talent at my program to do some pretty big things." But they're high school boys. They're going to make mistakes. And I'm just getting started with my coaching career. Yeah. So I'm going to make mistakes. Together, we can make each other better. But it's going to happen. And we have to know it's how we react. Yeah. And we also have to know that's okay to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. And that is going right into something I literally said today.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, it's Friday. I'm ready to have a good day. I can't do it by myself. I need you. So let's have a good day together. And it is insane how closely coaching any sort of team goes right along with high school boys right to third graders.
Yeah, a lot of the same principles for though,
like, honestly,
it's very, I mean, these things don't change, you know, like everybody is always going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Nobody is perfect, and that's I know that it's cliche for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's
it's true. Yeah.
So, well, that's great content. We are going to go ahead and take a real quick break, thank a sponsor, and we will be right back. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. For you, the listeners of the Teacher Recharge podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Whenever I have a guest on the show, I ask for their recommendation for a book. Adam, what is your recommendation?
I would highly recommend reading that book, Wonder. It was actually recently a motion picture. We're reading that for read aloud right now, and everything we're reading can go directly into these students' lives. It will be National Anti-Bullying Week coming up, or actually month, I believe. The whole month is Anti-Bullying Week. It fits right in with what these kids need.
That is fantastic. So if you want to read Wonder or any of the other 180,000 titles that they have to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, you can just go to www.audibletrial.com/teacherrecharge. Once again, that's www.audibletrial.com/teacherrecharge. Go ahead and visit it for your free 30-day trial and audiobook today. And we're back.
Here we are.
We're back with Adam Bowers in the studio, which is just a fancy word for my apartment, but I got a cool mic, so it is what it is. Well, after the break, we always have... Oh, get your ears ready, because it's going to be beautiful. Story time! Bam! Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha!
I like that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you even brought out your maracas for that.
Yeah, I mean... Well, I am going to give Adam Bowers the floor here so that he can give us his best story. Adam, you have it.
Here it is. You've all heard of, you know, those sort of books or stories of, you know, kids just say the darndest things. Each week, there's something new. There honestly is. But most recently, the thing that just caught me by surprise and tickled my funny bone. A lot of these things that these third graders say, yeah, they're going to be off topic. They're third graders. It's the things that you don't expect. I was making my rounds, checking in on kids, and the corner of my eye, the middle of my ear, I hear, you know, my cousin doesn't have any eyebrows. And then across from that kid, they say, Donald Trump don't got no hairline. And it's like, where is this even coming from? Okay, yes, we're talking about bats and the things they do to help the environment. But of course, Donald Trump fits in there because every third grader knows Donald Trump don't got no hairline. And it's gotta be some sort of insult because, Fred, they said it to me. They honestly said, Mr. Bowers, you don't got no hairline.
Oh my gosh.
And now stop looking at my hair because, it's starting to thin. I'm 22 and it happens. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But these kids, they just go on this crazy tangent of knows what.
Oh my goodness.
And I wrote that down on a sticky note because I know I needed to remember it. My cousin don't got no eyebrows. Well, Donald Trump don't got no hairline.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to use that as, I'm going to start using, I'm going to be like, they're going to be like, yo, coach.
Yeah, I know.
You did this. I'm going to be like, well, you don't have no hair, you don't got no hairline.
That cuts deep.
Dang, that is just straight to the flipping heart.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So wait, how old are third graders?
8 and 9.
Yeah, so I coach the same group.
Yeah.
Same age group.
Sure.
With the club I coach for, mm-hmm. Rush. And the things you hear from that group of girls or that group of that age group is just crazy. One night we took a water break. I go over to get some water myself and just make sure I'm on schedule with my curriculum. And all I hear from the corner of my ear, I hear, just real quick, raise your hand. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm about to repeat this. Yeah, raise your hand if your parents are still together.
Oh my gosh. No.
What?
That is so sad.
I was like, I'm going to bleep that out. I was like, yo, whoa. Not a cool thing to bring up. Like, what is going
on?
They
are so honest.
They just
insane.
Straight to the point, man, all the time. Like, I mean,
they're
the
care.
Same. I think I told a story in my filler episode last week. Yeah. Where I wasn't wearing my wedding ring to practice once because when I wash dishes or when I take a shower or I don't like sleeping with it. So sometimes it just comes, like I just take it off. I forget to put it on a lot. Mm. And didn't go to practice. It is what it is.
You didn't go to practice.
I went to practice and I didn't have it on. And I'll be danged if one of them wasn't like, hey, coach, you don't have your ring on. You're a bad husband.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
They will tell you straight. Yeah.
Crazy.
The things you wear, even.
Yeah.
I wore the shirt that I thought was good. Like, you know, fresh off the rack.
Definitely.
Mr. Bowers, what shirt are you wearing? I said, I don't know. It's a shirt. Looks like you're about to go on a date at the beach. Like, what? Is that good? Is that bad? Mr. Bowers, what shoes are you wearing? These are my brown shoes. Those look like slippers.
Okay. Wordo!
Thank you. If I had a dollar for how many times I got what are those, I'd have about $5, and that would be nice.
But, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's hardly
these
any
are
filter.
My Crocs.
Yeah,
my chocolates.
These are my chocolates.
Yeah, right.
That is great.
But if you would ever say that to them,
oh yeah,
no way. It there's gonna be out. Tears.
Yeah, for real.
Like one way road, dude.
Be terrible.
That's the struggle.
What
teaching.
I will warn everybody out there is: do not, and I mean do not. I'll say it one more time so everybody out there
ready.
Do not try to do their little dances that they're into.
Oh my gosh.
Because if you do, you are going to get roasted.
You will.
So hardcore. I've seen it happen and, you know, I can't dance. So, like, it's whatever. Like, I roast myself if I try that stuff.
Easy enough.
But I have seen a couple people try, like a couple coaches try and do that little hip thing.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know.
And I feel like everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's called a floss. Everybody, if you don't know what that is, look it up on YouTube.
No, please don't.
But I guarantee you've seen it if you're a teacher. 100% sure. Don't try and do it. No, bad idea.
It is.
Like, even if you can, just don't.
Exactly.
Because you're asking for it.
Yeah. You honestly are.
I guess it's what you said is like bullying, anti-bullying month.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just a PSA. You're going to get bullied by your students if you try one of those dances.
Lead by example and don't get bullied.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, with that said, I think we are about out of time. Adam, if people want to follow you, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to give you some tips, or if they want to just know how you're doing, how can they find you?
A Bowers 6. That is my Twitter handle, A Bowers 6. Let me repeat that. Just kidding. You heard it. And then also on Facebook, you know, Adam Bowers, Bowers, the right way to spell Bowers. That's it.
The right way to spell
Bowers. There's wrong ways, so.
Oh, really?
You got to keep it straight. That's right.
What would be an example of the wrong way to spell Bowers?
Well, sorry to any of those named Bowers and incorrectly spells their name. B-A-U-E-R.
Okay. Oh,
I could go on this long tangent of family history and all this good stuff.
That is true. Now that I think, wow, but that's like a hockey brand.
It is.
Anyway, that makes no difference.
This is
understand.
That's a different episode.
I understand your point now.
That's right. Thank you.
But hey, it has been a wonderful interview for the second time.
That's right.
It will not happen a third time because a second time is a charm. We might get Adam back on the show though for maybe, I'm thinking about like this lightning round kind of thing. Mm. But if you or anyone you know would be good for this podcast, please give me a shout. TeacherRechargePodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is TeacherRechargePodcast@gmail.com. If you're interested in bringing me to your school, I speak about the love and success approach to leadership and building community within a school through that leadership platform. If you want to learn more about that, go to fredmotivates.com. You can shoot me an email or a message through that as well. I'd love to come serve you and your students. But with that said, I want you to go out. I want you to make mistakes. And remember, it's okay to make mistakes. Give yourself some grace. Until next time, peace.
Peace.